Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is February 2, 2026. We start with a clear view of ongoing broad selling pressure across crypto markets driven by macroeconomic challenges and rising security risks. Bitcoin has slipped below $75,000, nearing $74,500 after a substantial liquidation event wiping out $1.3 billion. This pullback coincides with approximately $2.8 billion withdrawn from Bitcoin ETFs over the past 2 weeks. The sell-off is further intensified by economic concerns in the U.S., including recent labor data and fears of a recession. Institutional holders like MicroStrategy face noteworthy losses amid this volatility, and Bitcoin derivatives markets are signaling elevated stress. Ethereum has not been spared, dropping to $2,300 as $1.16 billion worth of liquidations occurred. Notably, major ETH whales sold $371 million in Ethereum over 2 days to repay loans on Aave, the largest decentralized lending platform, indicating increased risk caution among large holders. Security issues are also impacting market sentiment. Solana's price fell below $100 following a $27 million hack of the STEP Finance treasury, which resulted in the theft of over 261,000 SOL and a 90% collapse in the STEP token. In addition, the CrossCurve DeFi protocol suffered a $3 million exploit affecting cross-chain operations, prompting investigations and potential legal actions. On the regulatory front, Polymarket is facing hurdles in the U.S. after a Nevada court issued a temporary restraining order blocking its contracts. This comes despite Polymarket's recent integration with Solana via JupiterDex backed by a $35 million investment. Crypto ETF outflows totaling $790 million add to the market's risk-off sentiment. In other developments, an Abu Dhabi royal-backed investment vehicle acquired a 49% stake in a Trump-linked crypto startup, World Liberty Financial, for $500 million. This deal has drawn ethical and regulatory scrutiny in the U.S. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury sanctioned two UK-based crypto exchanges for processing close to $1 billion tied to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, marking unprecedented sanctions on entire digital asset platforms. Additional market notes include a surge in crypto theft reaching $370 million in January, driven mainly by phishing scams and exploits like those impacting STEP Finance and Truebit. India's 2026 budget continues its 30% crypto tax and adds a $545 penalty for unreported transactions, reinforcing regulatory pressure. On-chain activity shows nearly 5,000 BTC moved from wallets active between 2010 and 2017 in January, indicating renewed interest in legacy coins. Looking ahead, important levels to watch are Bitcoin's support near $74,500 and Ethereum's ability to hold around $2,300. Security improvements in Solana-based ecosystems and regulatory outcomes for Polymarket will also be key market catalysts. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.